looked more lofty and transparent, while the stars shone with a new brightness and purity. The frozen snow crackled underfoot and was quite firm enough to bear the sparrows, who hopped upon it in the morning dawn. They searched for food in the path which had been swept, but there was very little for them, and they were terribly cold. "Tweet, tweet," said one to the other. "They called this a new year, but I think it is worse than the last. We might just as well have kept the old year. I'm quite unhappy, and I have a right to be so." "Yes, you have, and yet the people ran about and fired off guns to usher in the new year," said the little shivering sparrow. They threw things against the doors and were quite beside themselves with joy, because the old year had disappeared. I was glad too, for I expected we should have some warm days, but my hopes have come to nothing. It freezes harder than ever. I think mankind have made a mistake in reckoning time. "That they have," said a third, an old sparrow with a white poll. "They have something they call a calendar. It's an invention of their own, and everything must be arranged according to it. But it won't do. When spring comes, then the year begins. It is the voice of nature, and I reckon by that."
"But when will spring come?" asked the others.